COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All in all, the most affected in any of the situations, as we can take note, is the daily wage earners, the poor. With no respite coming from any direction, helplessness and hopelessness driven, with the feeling of let down, the poor has no place to go. Hey there, how are you? Welcome back to the show, It's Your Postman, where the efforts are to create an ecosystem for everyone to feel safe and welcomed in an otherwise biased and divided society. The three main pillars of the podcast are love, empathy, and gratitude. It's about 60 days since lockdown in India, and it has not been an easy journey for the most of us. Many lives have been torn, many families have been torn, also due to hunger, in addition to COVID-19. And amidst this, I see a very disturbing trend of lack of empathy. Now, in today's episode, we'll see two such cases and work on how we can work together and integrate empathy or compassion along with a garnish of love to make our lives a little better. We know that almost all of our lives have taken a hit. From frontline healthcare workers, ASHA workers, cleaning staff at hospitals, security guards, to journalists running around doing ground reporting and exposing themselves to potential danger, to migrant laborers literally walking from one city or state to their own, to us commoners who have had job loss or pay cuts. In some form or the other, it has had a dent in our lives. And it is not showing any weakness or signs of retreat. And it's not a war, I understand, but there is no vaccine in sight. And the scientists are working their backsides off to come up with a solution that it will eventually help us see a light at the end of the tunnel. But again, it's not all that grim, right? People from various parts of the country have made self-made counters serving food to the migrant laborers by themselves. Barkhadat, a very prominent and a dynamic and a leading news reporter from India, traveling across the country to get ground reports on migrant laborers for the past 65 days. People are feeding dogs, people are feeding cows, people are feeding different animals, other animals, people are taking shelter. There's so much of love, there's so much of beautiful things that are happening around. It's very heartening to see those stories on Instagram and all the social media pages. It's just amazing. The transgender or the hijra communities, the ones that are generally ostracized from our society, are now feeding people. And many other organizations, NGOs, police forces, and many, many, many beautiful souls and individuals who are helping in this pandemic. For every single person out there who is helping in some way or the other, from Swiggy, Amazon, or delivery people to vegetable vendors, to fruit market vendors, to every single person out there, thank you so much. Let's take a short break, and then we will see what's more troubling. Is it the migrant laborers walking on foot towards their home, or is it us not caring about them? Welcome back to It's Your Postman. Now, since the end of March, we've been seeing an endless parade of the poor and helpless workers who leave their small towns and villages in search of a job in major towns and cities, living in lesser hygienic conditions as opposed to their homes in their hometowns, in hope of bettering their lives and their families. Now, when the lockdown was announced with 4 hours of notice, these poor souls were left with nothing but uncertainty and questions. They didn't have money. A lot of whose bosses didn't pay them kept them hidden in warehouses away from media and police attention. Panic-driven, thousands of these workers started to walk towards their hometowns because they didn't get any help, with a lot of them eating a packet of biscuit per day and walking 100 kilometers, with children and toddlers and pregnant women in some cases. In one of the articles by India Today on 13th of May, writes a pregnant woman who was walking from Maharashtra to Madhya Pradesh during this lockdown delivers the baby on the way and then continues to walk for another 150 kilometers. There were a lot of Indians and other nationalities stuck in countries other than their own, but they didn't have to go through this. They didn't have to go through what are lower income, helpless workers walking hopelessly towards their homes had to endure. There were special flights, star hotels arranged for all of these people. I understand that the passengers had to pay for them, but still, there were nice arrangements made for them. A Newsminute article published on 17th May highlights the exact scene where a group of six individuals walking from their place of work towards their homes got stuck in Chennai because of lockdown. A mansion owner near Chennai Central Station gave a room to these migrant workers on a rent of 1800 rupees a day. Now they had to buy their own food and water separately. A lawyer and a volunteer during the COVID-19 lockdown, Shreela M, requested the government and police on several occasions to intervene, but of very little help. The mansion owners didn't even budge a bit to reduce the rent. Now this worries me sick. What are we becoming? A worker who barely makes a living, unable to go to his or her home, is nothing but a way to make money out of. Where has our humanity gone? We want them to build our houses, but don't feel that they're human enough to give shelter to. Now let's go on a short break and come back. If you think this was bad, wait till you see what's coming up next. Welcome back. Before going on the break, we saw the way these migrant workers were exploited by common people like us. Now let's see how the exploitation continues. In an unprecedented turn of events, recently a lot of state governments have brought in reforms in labor laws. The reforms are basically suspension of almost all the labor laws in UP, especially for the next 3 years. This move was primarily taken to improve the economy. But, obviously there's a but, right? Let's break it down, bit by bit. An article published by Indian Express on 16th of May details these changes. In these laws, it says that the suspension means that the builders or companies can increase the work shift from 8 hours to 12 hours instead of doubling the shifts, whereas you can increase the employment, they increase the number of hours. And also, there's a wage cut. Now that there are no laws, that means there is no basic or minimum wage, leaving the laborers at the mercy of their employers with sort of no grievance redressal forum. This will definitely hit the health of the workers. Radhika Kapoor from Indian Council for Research on International Economic Relations notes that these reforms, rather suspension of laws, clearly enables an environment for exploitation, as this strips the daily wage laborers not only of their basic rights, but also affecting their wages. Who is going to stop an employer from firing all the employees and re-employing them at lesser wage? There definitely are alternative methods. Ravi Srivastava, Director for Center for Employment Studies at Institute of Human Development, suggested that government should have, as many other governments in the world have, partnered with the industry and allocated 3 to 5% of GDP towards sharing the wage burden and ensuring the health of the laborers. Because if COVID hits them, the whole country would be sunk, the article says. All in all, the most affected in any of the situations, as we can take note, is the daily wage earners, the poor, with no respite coming from any direction, helplessness and hopelessness driven, with the feeling of let down, the poor has no place to go. The pandemic shall pass. A new normal shall set in. But will there be a hope for the poor? I do hope there is. Now, what you and I can do in these times is spread the message as much as possible, without fail. Post it on your Instagram. Look, again, I want to reiterate, we as a whole nation need to come together. We need to support the government. We need to show them that there needs to be some reforms brought in. It's democracy, so we need to speak, but you cannot show angst. I understand there is a lot of angst, but with anger, nothing is achieved. Replace it with love, and there will be a change. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you like the show, please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and follow my social media pages. On Instagram, it's a.postman. On Facebook, it's your postman. Twitter, it_postman. And you can write to me on Gmail. The email address is itsyourpostman@gmail.com. itsyourpostman. Thank you. Now, I shared a guided meditation as a part of an episode earlier, and I got really good reviews, so thank you so much. So what I decided is to make that as an independent audio and release it, so you can press play and meditate from wherever you are. It's your postman signing off. Thank you and take care.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.